Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Lamed Hei of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we learned about include: the Mishnah lists the items that can be used for the mitzvah of matzah, limiting matzah to being made from five grains and to grains that are mutter to eat. After identifying some of the five grains, the Gemara explains that what the source is that only five grains can be used for matzah, and discusses whether anybody holds rice can also be used. The Gemara then discusses two possibilities why we may not make matzah with wine or honey. The Daf concludes with the source for the idea that matzah cannot be made with things that are usher to eat, and relates this to whether an iser can take effect on top of an existing iser. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's Daf include: demai, when we buy produce from an Am Haaretz, the Chacham required us to be concerned that this Am Haaretz is part of the significant minority of Am Haaretz who do not separate maestros from their produce. Chalos Taida, a carbon taida is brought with 40 loaves of bread, 10 of which were chametz and 30 of which were matzah. Rikiki Nazar, one of the karbanis that a nazar brings is a basket of wafer breads smeared with oil. Matzah Ashir, since matzah has to be lechem oini, a poor man's bread, it has to be made with the most basic ingredients, flour and water. If it is made with honey, wine, eggs, or fruit juice, it is matzah ashira and not valid for the mitzvah of matzah. Ein iser chal iser is the idea that once an item is usher for one reason, it cannot take on an additional iser. For example, if somebody eats nevela on Yom Kippurim, he is only chayv for the original iser of nevela and not the additional iser of eating on Yom Kippurim.